This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They have put in a ton of money into that defense.
They're trying, and you got to hope that some of their draft picks, like Kayvon Thibodeau, actually wakes up and lives up to his draft status.
Yeah. And
you never know. That may happen this year.
Could. Odds are not great, but it could.
Okay.
I mean, generally, those guys, those edge rushers, they come into the league and they make an impact right away. They don't.
You know, they asked him about the Giants picking up his fifth-year option. He goes, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. I mean, he's very aware of what he has not become yet.
Yeah. Okay, good. So hopefully, you know, with the contract stuff on the line, we'll come out there and be a little bit better than he has been, or a lot better than he has been.
They just need to, they honestly need to stay healthy, and they somehow have to find this competitive fire that has been missing from this franchise.
Well, I mean, it would help if they had a quarterback who had it.
That's true.
I mean,
and what's left to choose from is not much.
No, it isn't. I mean, I know Russell Wilson cares about winning and losing, but we know he's a different type of guy. You know, he's not really like your Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, not wired in that way. I mean, I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers can be at times wired in that way, but he's still also a different, complicated fella, as we always say. But yeah, I mean, there's not a ton out there. You got to hope that the guy that you draft is that guy.
Yeah, I guess we'll know more tomorrow when the teams start releasing players and there's a second wave of free agency.
Yep.
And that's where Aaron Rodgers will become a free agent. And I'm sure his agent is representing other players that have been already signed with other teams. And that doesn't mean that that agent and that GM can't have a conversation.
Yeah. And it is interesting. I mean, if you're looking at this from afar and you say, you let Xavier McKinney go last offseason, but then you went and signed the most expensive safety in the market this offseason.
It's a strange thing. You know, it's just a weird, you hope that these signings turn out. You hope that your draft picks turn out. I mean, and it is legitimately a 32-team crapshoot when it comes to these players. You know that.
Well, not as much in free agency as the draft. I mean, you've got real live NFL tape on these guys.
Just for 1 minute, and I don't know if this is going to happen, but if those first two teams take quarterbacks, the Giants have got to take Abdul Carter. Or do you take Travis Hunter?
I mean, I would. Ugh. What is Travis Hunter playing? Is he playing both, or what is he doing?
I think he's gonna play defense first and maybe some offensive packages. But I would think you'd get him here and you would teach him the defense. So I mean, you're gonna get a player that is going to start for you.
I would probably take Travis Hunter just because of this injury stuff with Abdul Carter. I don't love that. But I don't know. I don't think can you really go wrong? If both these guys are healthy, I don't know if you can go wrong with either one of them.
But you can see what the Giants are doing in free agency.
And building up the defense.
Exactly. So they're going to have one or two defensive starters possibly sitting there. Or Mason Graham, the other one.
Yeah.
There's there will be one of those three players will be sitting there for the Giants to take as opposed to a young quarterback, depending who they sign as their quarterback.
I mean, but they're going to need to build up this offense a little bit too. I mean, they're going to.
I think they, you know, again, they did build up the offensive line last offseason. And Illuminor basically said, look, we were good when we had our starting quarterback back there and we were healthy.
Yeah. Well, starting left tackle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not starting quarterback.
I mean, starting left tackle, yes.
Yeah. And Andrew Thomas.
So I believe that they think they do have a good offensive line. They're gonna have their choice at immediate starters. Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Mason Graham, and Will Campbell.
Okay.
Or do you take a flyer on one of these quarterbacks that maybe will learn?
If we're picking third a quarterback, it's not taking a flyer. That's sinking your teeth into your next dude. That's what that is.
I don't.
Taking a flyer is a six-round pick.
It's hard to say what they really truly think of these quarterbacks, but I kind of see.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
With the attention that they were trying to give to the Matthew Stafford trade, makes me think that if they would have gotten Matthew or if they get Aaron Rodgers, that. But see, I don't know if Aaron's going to be worth 2 years.
No, no way. Nope. I mean, he may, if there's a couple of teams that want him. There's two teams that want him, may be able to squeeze out a second year, but I'm not giving him 2 years. No way. You know, I would almost...
They are really in a bind.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're figuring out, let's see if we can get our defense fixed, run the ball, maybe play with Russell Wilson and draft one of these quarterbacks. But, man, you could draft one of these starting defensive players that would be a immediate upgrade to what you have.
I would almost love for them to trade up to the number one overall pick, then meaning that they love that guy, they're going to get that guy. I'd almost want to see that, because right now it doesn't feel like that.
Told you, that was the mistake that Carolina made when they traded up to that number one pick, and they selected Bryce Young.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston had the easy pick. The pick was made for them. It was going to be C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. I mean, Bryce Young looked a little bit better at the end of last year, but obviously C.J. Stroud, back-to-back playoff years.
And that's why having the number one pick, you're basically declaring this is the best player at this position that we are taking.
Well, last year, the second overall pick ended up being better than the first overall pick, too.
True.
Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams.
Yep.
Jim in Ortley Beach. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Long-time listener, fan of your show. Okay, so the quarterback situation. Here's how Daboll could kind of save his job. And I know that you're throwing a lot of names around, but if he could ever straighten out Jameis Winston, who would come real cheap, and the guy is a little bit of a head case, but it could reestablish Daboll's, you know, quarterback guru status. So I think it's a gamble, but it's worth taking.
You know, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun for us to talk about, because there'd be a lot of things going haywire. There'd be some good stuff, but there'd be haywire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he says a lot of crazy stuff. He's fun. He plays fun. I mean, he throws the ball down the field with reckless abandon, and a lot of it turns into interceptions. But, yeah, I mean, I would take Jameis over a bunch of these guys. Like, I would take Jameis over Carson Wentz. I'd take Jameis probably over Russell Wilson if I'm drafted a guy, you know, that's coming in. But then again, you know, who do you want mentoring the guy?
See, this is the
crap the blender.
Well, yeah. It's a real conundrum for the Giants is what it is. It is a real, real difficult kind of situation. You know, and that's, I just think that, boy, whoever their veteran quarterback is. Now, I know they have Tommy DeVito on the team, but whoever their veteran quarterback is. God. I mean, he's got to be protected first and foremost.
Let's go to John calling from Staten Island. What's going on, John?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call. And I think, Boomer, you're right on. And I think they should take Will Campbell, solidify the offensive line even more, right? I say go get Russell Wilson. And I know it's not the sexy pick, but I feel like he can handle New York's media and stuff like that. He's had hard times at Denver, handled that, went to the Steelers. He wasn't perfect, but he was decent. So I think he can handle the media as far as specifically in New York. And I think you just play defense and possession football. And that's the way you're going to win games, honestly. And you're not going to be spectacular. You'll have neighbors who can win one-on-ones and things like that. They have a couple offensive weapons, so they're not there on offense. But I think if you slow it down, run the ball, play action passes, play good defense. That's the main thing, and I think they're trying to do that now. I actually agree with you guys. McKinney should have been re-signed. He was fantastic, and I think he made an All-Pro or a Pro Bowl.
He made All-Pro.
Right. Right.
I think we're kind of in agreement. The big question is who is their veteran quarterback going to be?
Oh, yeah, he's saying Russell Wilson. I mean,
the one thing about Russell, I'll say, there's no controversy. He's not controversial. Not going to be going on different TV shows and saying anything that is, you know, going to light a fire under any of us. We're not going to dispute anything that he says. It's just the reputation he has is that there's a disingenuous type of personality that is associated.
Yeah, right.
That's all. That's the only thing. Like, he's a little bit, I don't know, is the word goofy?
No, the word isn't goofy.
It's just disingenuous, it comes off that way. I mean, like, he tries too hard to be pleasing to everybody, which I could think of worse situations.
Yeah, he's just not. He's not the guy that if you're sitting around going, man, I want to go out and get a beer and a cheeseburger. You're going through your phone. He's the last guy you're.
You texting. Know, I'll never forget. I will never forget this conversation I had with Pete Carroll, who basically gave me an inside look at what the Seattle Seahawks were going through when he got out there, he and John Schneider, and how he really wanted Russell Wilson in the worst way. He met Russell Wilson and fell in love with him immediately and said, I want this guy to be my quarterback. And you remember, he showed up as a rookie. You know, he was a really great baseball player. I think he was drafted in the MLB, and he went to Wisconsin from NC State, I believe. And all of a sudden, like, Pete Carroll said, this is my guy. And Pete was right on. And that they took him in the third round. And Pete was trying to get him to get picked earlier because he didn't want to lose him.